Give me my word. I'll come back to all of your thoughts that have come in about my commentary in just a little bit here. 35270. You can join the conversation all day, as always, here. But let me set the stage here. Yesterday, I was talking about the potential bond referendum over in the West Fargo Public School District. I've been happy to support the ones previously, and I have no doubt I will with this one if it does happen. Again, this is potential. But I had some thoughts and questions going on about the expansion for a couple of schools that just opened within about the last couple of years. And I had some task force members say, well, you know what? You better reach out and get Levi Bachmeyer on. He's a business manager, and Levi's good enough to give us a little bit of his time today on a very busy schedule. Levi, welcome to KFGO. How are you?
Hey, Tyler, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you taking some time. I know how busy the time is for you. And I wanted to get you on to, because, like I just said, I was talking about some of the questions I had, and well, there's some task force members saying, well, just get Levi on. He'll explain it. So that's why I have you on here, because when I look at some of the potential dollars that are going to be asked, there's two items that stood out to me that I was questioning why so soon, and it's the expansion of Heritage Middle School, the expansion of Horace High School. And the reason why I had some questions, Levi, is, you know, they just opened within the last 3 years, so... With right. that, the floor is yours, my friend. I'll let you answer for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks again for having me. So I think it's helpful to kind of step back and just talk a little bit about just how fast the district's growing. Mm-hmm. I know Fargo Public Schools just released some numbers. You know, they're planning to see about 165 new students over the next 5 years. That comes out to about 35 new students per year. Our context here in West Fargo is we're planning to see almost 525 new students next year. Wow. And that's really been our reality for, you know, quite some time. We're almost, 1,400 students larger than Fargo is in total enrollment. And just the rate by which we're growing just really hasn't shown any signs of slowing down.
Right.
I know Fargo kind of has the big brother kind of philosophy with West Fargo. You know, I grew up in West Fargo, graduated from the school district. People like, the West Fargo feel, but we're a big school district. You know, we include Horace, Harwood, parts of the city of Fargo, and some of the outlying, areas west of the city of West Fargo. So we're the second largest school district in the state. I have no doubt that we'll likely surpass Bismarck here in the next couple of years. And so rapid growth isn't new to the school district, but it's a theme that's definitely going to continue. And to your question about Heritage and Horace, the school district has always tried to take a approach to taxpayers. One, we're always going to go to voters when we're doing major facility projects. One of the things that the city of West Fargo did, municipal government, when trying to kind of explore what some of the key brand elements are for the city of West Fargo, determined that the number one thing that people responded to when they were thinking of West Fargo was the strength of the schools. And that's something that we're really proud of. I think it comes from the incredible teachers that we have, the incredible administrators, classified, support staff, across a district as now large as ours is. But I also think that comes, back to a really practical approach that our board has tried to take with our community, that when we've got big, questions related to, future growth and taxation, that we engage our voters in that process. And so we've had a long history. If you think about West Fargo High School being originally built in the mid-1980s, Cheyenne, which started as a ninth grade center, in the late 2000s, all of these buildings were built to try to serve the number of students that we thought it would need, because we do not want to go to taxpayers and ask to build these gigantic buildings that are going to have more space than we need. I think what we've seen is just continued to be impressed by the amount of growth that we have had and how quickly some of these new schools are filling up. So like we did in addition to West Fargo High in the early 90s, or an expansion to Cheyenne, in the early 2010s, we're at the point where, Cheyenne and Heritage, as they were originally constructed, need to receive an addition. These additions would make, Heritage the same size as our other two middle schools, Liberty and Cheney, And in addition, a Horace High would bring it to the same size as West Fargo High and Cheyenne. So I know it seems a little unbelievable, you know, to a certain extent, that we already need to, you know, expand both of these these buildings. But we've got, you know, demographic projections from the demographer that we work with that these buildings are going to be full here in the next 5 years, and we need to make sure that we're continuing the plan for the future.
There's a couple of things when you bring up always going to voters. I'm pretty dang proud that the voters in the school district have continuously said, yep, we get it, we approve, given the state requirements, knowing that other school districts have struggled. That has not seemed to be the case with the West Fargo Public School District and their voters. So I think that shows how effective the communication and relationship the district has with its residents does have. And those projections, Levi, I'm curious, the demographer, is that an in-state thing? This is just, I'm generally curious. Or is this like a national group? Because I've been hearing that 500-plus figure. I think we've been seeing that for the last several years here. And that's where it comes with, back to my question. Maybe it's outpacing what we planned earlier on, because it's been 500 what feels like for a number of years. That's why I question, should we not have been able to understand how much space we needed, not just 3 years ago, but into the future? Does that make sense, my question?
Yeah, I think so. You know, and I would say we use an out-of-state demographer, the same one that most large Class A school districts use in North Dakota, same one as Fargo. So if anyone was, you know, looking at reports, that they're all laid out in a very, you know, similar format. And so I'd say they've done a good job. We actually just kind of started to expand our relationship with them. We've used them on a periodic basis when we were doing some of our facility task forces in the past. As you mentioned, you know, voters approved a referendum in 2018 and 2015. So we're really proud of the trust that, you know, that our community has placed in our schools. But we also know that you know, there's a high expectation that we justify that the need. You know, there have been referendums in the past that have not been successful. And so every time that's happened, we've, you know, learned from that process, ensured that we're just, you know, really bringing those needs to our community for, you know, their consideration, and, you know, and trusting that they know that these are what we believe our needs are, and have just been, you know, really humbled by the trust that's been put in us. So I think we're getting our projections annually now instead of every 3 to 5 years. And so I think we're getting better data than we've ever had. Okay. I think when we look back to 2018, you know, that election was in September of 18. The process, you know, to review these proposals, you know, was back even a year before that in 2017. So we're going on 6 or 7 years now. And I think, you know, the line has been for a while that, yeah, the growth is probably going to start leveling off here soon. But I think what we've seen is, yeah, you probably have, you know, 5 to 7 years before you need to build out, you know, Heritage and Horace. And that number is probably closer to 5. You know, the other thing that I'll point out too, you know, the buildings did just open here in the last 3 years. You know, we still have several months. The board still has to review, you know, the proposal. So I appreciate your, you know, noting it, that this is a potential, you know, package, because they need to, you know, they need to weigh in and ask questions and ultimately, you know, approve something for voters. But given, you know, what we've seen in inflation and supply chain issues, you know, these expansions certainly aren't going to be ready by this fall or even next fall. We're looking, you know, 3, 4, 5 years down the road as well. Mm-hmm. So really, when it's all said and done, from when we started that process, you know, to identify the needs for Heritage and Horace High, you know, back in 2017, to when these are done and built, it is almost going to be 10 years. So I think a little, you know, it's a little broader timeline when you take, you know, construction completion and go back all the way to when we identified that these buildings were going to be needed in the first place.
How big of a surprise, I don't want to say surprise is the right answer, but the growth in that Horace area, I mean, Horace is quickly becoming a part of West Fargo. It's tough to tell where the divide is now. Is that a surprise to some members on the task force, or the board, of just how rapidly it has grown out there?
I think yes and no. I mean, I think we're continued to, you know, be surprised by just the growth everywhere. You know, Cheyenne High School is the largest high school in the state of North Dakota, almost 1,500 students. I mean, it would be the 31st largest town in North Dakota, if it, you know, organized as a municipal government. West Fargo High is not far behind. It's consistently the second or third largest high school. So, you know, some of the earlier fears that, you know, the original high school would shrink, you know, we haven't seen. The growth, you know, in the Cheyenne area has continued. And then, like you said, obviously, the growth, you know, around Horace has just continued to be just exponential nearly. You know, I remember the days, to your point, when you got under, you know, I-94 on County Road 17, you know, you kicked it down to 55 and it was a 10-minute drive and then you pulled into Horace.
Right.
Like you said, there's really no distinction anymore. That's because we've got a heck of a lot of people who are moving into that area. So it's been just honestly impressive to see how fast the community of Horace has grown. But in context, we're really seeing, you know, meaningful growth everywhere.
Yeah. Levi, anything before I let you go? You clarified the timeline for me. You set me straight a little bit. I'll admit that one. As far as, look, this is back from 17. We're projected out this far. Folks, it's all potential. Nothing's written in stone, right? There's still a lot of work to be done. But the floor is yours before we get a weather update from Too Tall Tom.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, this process is really rigorous. We don't have a district administrator, you know, voting as a part of this task force. I don't have a vote. The superintendent, our district administrators do not. We're really proud that we invited, you know, over 50 voting members, parents, students, community members who don't have kids in school right now, you know, to review what we think our needs are. We set a really high bar. 80% agreement was necessary to put this on the recommendation. So we didn't just throw it out there and said, hey, if there's no concerns, we're going to bring this to the school board. We set that high 80% threshold. Not every idea that was brought to them was approved by the task force. So they really dug in and asked some hard questions to make sure that we were separating needs from wants. And then just the last thing that I'd say, I know we've been getting some questions about what's the tax implication going to be. I mean, you know better than I do, Tyler, with the legislative session still underway. There's still a lot of questions out there. I know they're looking at the school construction loan program, which would have huge implications for us depending on how big or small that program elects, you know, ultimately to be. They're looking at some potential, you know, mill levy buy downs. And so part of the reason we're working on kind of finalizing, you know, the task force recommendation and bringing it to the school board in April is we also want to make sure that we have the clear sense of how legislative action could impact, you know, taxation. Mm-hmm. So more to come there. We obviously shared numbers with the task force because we never want anyone buying anything without knowing what it costs.
Right.
But still, you know, more to come as they wrap up their work here in the next month. So we'll take that information and bring it to the board for their review and ultimately decision on what goes or does not go to voters probably this fall.
Well, I tell you what, when that fall rolls around, we'd love to have you back, Levi. I appreciate you answering when we called this time. I'm going to let you go. You take care, all right?
All right. Thanks so much for having me, Kevin. Have a good one.
Yeah, you do the same. Levi Bachmeyer, he is the business manager West Fargo Public Schools. Messages in, I'll get back to those, but you got to listen to the tall guy, get a weather update, then we'll wrap up the first hour of Afternoons Live next.